The committee has said that they've looked into homeopathy and they have found to their satisfaction that it doesn't work, it doesn't do anything, that it's no better than a placebo. The only effect it has, in fact, is a placebo effect. So it might work on some people because they feel better for having something, but there's nothing actually that properly works. Now, their point is that the Department of Health and the NHS works on the basis of evidence. They are supposed to support evidence-based medicine. So what they're saying to the Department of Health is the NHS should not be paying for homeopathy because there's no evidence that it works. And your policy is that everything should be evidence-based.
Because the NHS has funded homeopathy ever since it was founded in the late 40s.
It's certainly been doing so, and there's the Royal Homeopathic Hospital in London. There are three other homeopathic hospitals. All those receive money and NHS patients go there. But funnily enough, nobody really knows how much money the NHS is handing over. It's very strange. And when the minister, Mike O'Brien, was asked by the committee during evidence sessions how much the NHS pays for homeopathy, he said, as far as he knew, it was around £12 million over 3 years, or at least that's what he'd read in The Guardian. So he really has no idea how much the NHS is shelling out for homeopathy.
Homeopathy does have some prominent supporters, though, doesn't it?
Well, indeed. And the royal family have always liked homeopathy and alternative medicines. Prince Charles' Foundation for Integrated Medicine was actually set up in order to try to encourage the NHS to use complementary therapies more. And there is some evidence, quite a lot of evidence, for some of these, some complementary therapies. But the point that the committee is trying to make is that homeopathy is quite different from most of the rest. It works on the basis of what they call like for like. So you take a minute dose of something that may have been similar to something that may have caused your malady, and then you dilute it by millions of times so that actually there's no trace, no chemical trace, usually, that you can find in the homeopathic remedy of that substance. The homeopaths will say it has the memory, the water has the memory of the substance, and that is enough, that is what works. But scientists, of course, debate this.
How will the Department of Health respond to this committee?
Well, the Department of Health says it will reply in a couple of months' time. But for the moment, what they've actually said makes it look very much as if they're not prepared to do anything. I think homeopathy is quite a hot issue. A lot of people who believe in it really feel very strongly about it. And the amounts of money concerned probably are not enough to make it worth confronting this issue head on. So what they've said is that they will look at it, but they have also said that they think it should be up to doctors and PCTs, primary care trusts, to make those decisions locally as to whether to pay for homeopathy or not.